You're listening to the Market Friday edition of the Country Viewpoint here on Flow FM, your colour of country life. And it's time now for our weekly look at the poultry industry with Dr. Joe Sillance, the CEO of the Australian Chicken Growers Council. Dr. Sillance, thank you for joining us once again. The Liberal National Coalition is no longer a coalition. They've split just a couple of days ago. What does this mean for the chook industry? Will that split make it harder for you to score policy wins, such as the big one that you've been talking about so much in this segment, which is the implementation of a code of practice for the chook industry?
G'day, and the answer is nobody knows yet, but there are concerns that the one voice that farmers had in Parliament through the coalition has disappeared. And so, you know, I think they've only got one or two seats in the Senate. How in earth are they going to fight the battle that is to come over national water policy, for example, with one or two senators? So I guess the worry, and you know, maybe they can pull this off, and I truly, truly hope they can, is how do we stop any unfettered or inappropriate exercise of power by the Labor Party on farmers if there is no effective opposition? And even though the numbers are small on the opposition benches, they're a whole lot smaller when they're split. So I genuinely hope that the Nats have got some way of pulling this off. I really do. But, I'm very worried about things like water policy, obviously very worried about code of practice, those sorts of things. You know, the day-to-day things that farmers are worried about rather than these big, you know, maybe in 10 years' time, future issues, which are still important, but, cheapest, you know, do you sacrifice the day-to-day for that? I don't know.
We're going into a real period of unknown, a big question mark hanging over the next little while of Australian politics, and we'll just have to wait and see. Those questions will all be answered in due course, but hopefully there is some room for optimism from this split. But, for now, way more questions than there are answers. Dr. Sillance, moving on from that, I want to ask you about ABARES. They're working on the Australian Chicken Meat Industry Review currently. That review is due to conclude next Friday. Can you just talk us through what they're reviewing exactly that isn't already common knowledge and why it is that they're conducting this review?
Okay. What are they reviewing that isn't already common knowledge? I'm damned if I know. we've had two supermarket reviews. We've had a perishable agricultural goods review. We've had the Emerson review. We've had the NFF review. And now ABARES is doing a review. Not one of those reviews has led to a successful outcome for poultry farmers. So we live in hope that ABARES, somewhere behind the ABARES review, is a strategic plan to move this industry forward, because it's in all sorts of mess at the moment. Now, ABARES is looking at market failure. So did all the other reviews. Having said that, okay, and regardless of any political agenda, the ABARES people have been simply fantastic. I have never seen a government department engage in physical confidentiality agreements with submitters before. I have never seen the level of work that these people are putting in to interview people individually, to get in copies of individual documents. They're looking for evidence at every step. They are genuine people, very nice people. They are doing, I'm starting to sound like Donald Trump, they're very nice people, but they genuinely are very nice people. And they are busting a gut, going around the country, talking to growers, talking to processors, talking to everybody. So I'm incredibly impressed with the way they're operating the review. What is still an unknown is what the political agenda is behind that. We really hope it's towards a mandatory code of conduct.
Dr. Sillance, no worries. You're not sounding too much like Donald Trump just yet, and I'll pull you up if you do start sounding too much like him. Just one last note on that ABARES review. Do you have much room for optimism that there'll be any good outcomes for the poultry industry from this review, or are you sort of anticipating that it's just going to be a whole lot of nothing and a whole waste of time?
Oh, look, I think we have to live in hope. I really do. This industry, the people that surround me have bled tears of blood for 10 years trying to get a mandatory code of practice. And we just live in hope that we can get closer and closer and closer before we lose the skills in the industry as farmers just shut the shop and walk away. And we're starting to see a lot of that now. Farmers just walking away. There's a shed shortage. There's a real risk of a chook shortage. But, you know, we live in hope that somewhere behind this, there is a future that is a bit more regulated while still preserving competition.
Dr. Jo Sillins, the CEO of the Australian Chicken Growers Council, thank you very much for joining us on the Market Friday edition of the Country Viewpoint. It's great to get your thoughts on what's going on for the poultry industry each week, and we look forward to having you join us again next Friday. You have a good week.
Good to chat. See you later.